Frederick Morton has returned again to his native Austria in his new book, Thunder at Twilight. It explores Vienna in the months before the outbreak of World War I. Morton's also the author of an investigation of earlier Viennese history, a family biography of the Rothschilds, and several novels. Book critic John Leonard has a review of Thunder at Twilight.
Frederick Morton, who was born in Vienna, won't leave it alone. His love and his hate show up in his novels, like The Forever Street, and in his edgy, impressionistic popular histories, like Thunder at Twilight. Thunder is a sequel to A Nervous Splendor, which looked with dismay at the capital of the Austro-Hungarian Empire during 10 months in 1888 and 1889, just prior to the suicide at Meierling of Crown Prince Rudolf, after he'd murdered his teenage mistress, Mary. Rudolf, the only known Habsburg ever afflicted with liberal political tendencies, kept a human skull on his desk. Mary, an upwardly mobile tramp, died with a rose in her hands. Morton argued in A Nervous Splendor that Vienna either invented or lovingly nurtured that alienation about which modern man worries so much. If the emperor was conservative to the point of catatonia, the unofficial culture of Viennese artists, writers, and composers raged and seethed. There was blood in the pastry, and everybody danced, even the crazies at the annual ball at the insane asylum. The angst, Morton wrote, in Mahler's huge surges clutched at primal beginnings. Freud reached for a pre-Puritan libido. Herzl called for a return to the land of milk and honey. Klimt contorted his nudes into ancient Oriental opulence. Bruckner cried out for the freshness that lay forgotten in folk and faith. All these talents served an intuition maturing first in Vienna. Something important and green had turned golden and sick and petrified. Morton seemed almost to loathe this Vienna of cavaliers and epicures, of operettas, psychoanalysis, and anti-Semitism. Thunder at Twilight is the same story, except in 1913 and 1914. The Habsburg crown prince this time, who might have saved us from World War I, is the Archduke Franz Ferdinand. His assassination by Serbo Kroats started that war instead. Morton makes some heavy water out of Oedipal conflicts between Franz Ferdinand and his uncle, the emperor, between Jung and Freud, and between Trotsky and Lenin, who were all in Vienna at the time. Stalin also shows up briefly, and Tito too, when his name was still Braz, and Adolf Hitler, who was frightened by the May Day workers' march, and the philosopher Wittgenstein, the atonalist Webern, the neurotic Kafka. Instead of alienation, Morton plays with Vienna as spectacle, what he calls the dramaturgy of pure gesture, parliaments as theater, restaurants as stage props, funerals as opera. Flourish, not fact, held the realm together, Morton says. Flourish painted the mirage of dynastic marriage between crown and people. They wore happy masks to a carnival of death. As in A Nervous Splendor, where he pushed too hard on the sinister vibrations from modernists who had really just barely gotten started, so in Thunder at Twilight, Morton overworks the filigree in the Baroque, the costumes and the cuckoo clocks. He loves too much the great man anecdote. His history is punchlines. He knows perfectly well that World War I owed more to a crisis in capitalism than to the lifestyles of dim-witted Habsburgs. But the Habsburgs make a better story, and it's never been better told, this foxtrot on the lip of the abyss.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, is a columnist for New York Newsday, and is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Thunder at Twilight by Frederick Morton.